Welcome to the Sacred Awakenings podcast. We are a community that supports spiritual exploration in order to awaken our greatest potential. Our Sunday gatherings are a time we set aside for ritual and ceremony as a community to enrich our own spiritual lives with the support of other open-hearted people. We have taken excerpts from our Sunday talks from various spiritual leaders to put here to make it easier for listening and re-listening. Enjoy our talk.
Thank you, Dave, for your beautiful voice and the ministry of your music. Thank you for sharing your heart with us today. And speaking of hearts, today's topic is bring an open heart with pure intentions. What does that mean? What does it mean to have an open heart? What are pure intentions? How does all of that work? What does that look like? Well, today we're going to look at this from a few different angles. We're going to look at from the individual level. We're going to look at this from the spiritual community level, Sacred Awakenings. We're going to look at this from the greater community, the global level. And let's take a look at the first aspect of today's message. Open heart. Bring an open heart. Okay. Well, we all know that the heart is the organ that pumps the blood through the body, and it keeps the body healthy and alive. And we also relate to the heart as the place of feeling or emotion. You might imagine that, or you might imagine the little heart that, you know, the Valentine's, things like that, which that's coming. As a living being, though, the heart actually has the opportunity to be open or closed, open or closed. It's alive. And the heart is constantly fluctuating. I envision the heart not like a construction paper heart, not always like the physical organ. I think of the heart as a bud or a beautiful blossom. And think about that a moment. There are some flowers and some plants that open during the day and then they close and they rest at night. And then they open and then they close. And I think of the heart like that. So we have times when the heart's going to be a little bit more closed and times when the heart's a little bit more open. It fluctuates just like we do. It fluctuates with us. Now, an open heart has the qualities of compassion and understanding, forgiveness, courage, many, many, many other qualities. Those are just the ones that come off the top of my mind. And then the closed heart is quite the opposite. It can be fearful, critical. A closed heart can be judgmental, maybe unwilling to learn new things or hear other sides or opposing views. But the key is to remember that we, all of us, fluctuate between an open heart and a closed heart, and an open and a closed. And it's important not to judge that one is more important or better than the other. Let me just pull out a couple of examples. So think of some times when you've experienced great happiness. You are on top of the world. Your heart is wide open to everyone and everything is exciting and awesome, in the true sense of the word awesome, full of awe. Well, now it's important to consider sometimes we have moments where we feel like we've been hit by something pretty sudden, and we might feel intense fear, intense sadness, grief, loss, anxiety. Naturally, the heart is going to close down in those moments. We need it to. We need to have our heart to kind of draw back into itself, so that we can collect ourselves to protect ourselves and heal. And it's very normal for all of this to happen. We are human and we feel a full range of emotions. And The key is to remember not to judge these fluctuations. The other key is to make sure that we're still able to fluctuate and keep in tune with the quality of the heart. The place, is the heart open? Is the heart closed? And so we try to connect with where we are, and we try to work on having the heart be open, having the heart be receptive to new things. An open heart allows room for compassion, and it sees the value and the beauty of our many walks of life. See, an open heart celebrates that we're all different. We're a beautiful mosaic of colors, materials, shapes, and textures. Variety of cultures, religions, no religion, beliefs, lessons, experiences, hopes, dreams, goals, and aspirations. An open heart cultivates that understanding, not just a tolerance for it, but an acceptance with the courage and discernment and the ability and willingness to see all sides of something and make room for all of it with kindness and even curiosity. And this puts me in the mind of light and shadow. You know, we all have our light side, our bright side, our light side, and then we all have our shadow sides too. And it's important to remember that when the heart is open, we have the courage to turn and look at the shadow and see what motivates it, see where it comes from, see where we can learn and heal and see how we can grow and evolve. Having that open heart takes us to the next level. But don't forget that there are times when the heart needs a rest, just like these plants, just like these flowers that close down a little bit at night. So if you're ever feeling as though things are a little too open for you, they're happening, you know, a little out of what feels comfortable, it's okay to step back and take a breather. It is always okay to step back and take a breather. Again, the key is to remember to connect to that fluctuation and to connect with the ability to keep fluctuating, meaning to open back up again. Let's take a look at the other part of today's message, pure intention. Remember, it's to bring an open heart with pure intention. So let's take a look at that. Pure intention. Intention means many things. It's something we focus on or work to bring about. Like, I intend to remain healthy through a pandemic, or I intend to have a thoughtful message for Sunday gathering. An intention is also an object of prayer or meditation or other pious act. So I've personally been holding sacred space in my heart and praying for the animals and the people who live outside in the cold of Northwest Ohio, where I am right now. I hold these thoughts, I hold these intentions during my yoga practice, during my prayers at night and throughout the day. And you probably have a lot of these as well. An intention is also a resolve, a determination to act in a certain way. Like, I intend to be grateful for all that I have available to me. I intend to share what I have with others so that they may prosper and survive as well. Intention is also purpose. Pure intention means to do something without any expectation that the outcome be a certain way. It is to do something without controlling the act or the outcome of it. Having no attachment to the outcome itself, we serve for the sake of serving. The ego isn't identified with the serving, and the ego isn't inflated or deflated because of it. It's the essence of karma yoga, seva, selfless service. Now, keep in mind here that this doesn't mean that we can't feel excitement for the outcome. It doesn't mean that we can't feel happy and gratitude and want to share the fact that it happened. You know, I think of an example of, like, you know, you plant some seeds in a pot, put some soil and you plant the seeds and you give it water and you give it sunlight, you give it the right temperatures, and you nurture and you love this plant as it starts to grow. And you see the seedling come up and then you see it grow taller, getting stronger, leaves are starting to come out, maybe a beautiful bud starts to show. And we're excited for that. It's like, look at this beautiful being that shares space with me. I got to watch this grow from a tiny little seed into this little thing, and now it's getting bigger and taller. It's okay to feel excited for things like that. But we don't say, oh my gosh, it died, so now my entire life is shot. Or we don't say, look what I did. And then we have so much attachment to it that if someone were to take that, or we were, you know, to ask, can I have that? I wouldn't be able to give it to anyone. That would have ego attachment. I would lose my sense of self if I lost that. So pure intention is to just do something for the sake of doing that selflessly. And it might even mean watching and nurturing this beautiful plant grow from a seed into a beautiful bud, into a beautiful blossom, maybe even many blossoms, and then giving it to someone else. Or not, whatever. But it could very much mean that. Pure intention. We understand that intention is something we want to put out into the world and something we want to be in the world. And the heart's openness is how we do that with pure intention. So open heart and pure intention aren't two separate things. One cultivates and sustains the other. They are reciprocal. Open heart, pure intention are reciprocal. Work on one, you're working on them both. Now, having an open heart with pure intention grounds us in love. And from that place of love, we can see the picture available to us, whatever it is. And we can be willing to learn about the aspects not yet clear or available to us, and then discern the next steps or actions. We can be presented with a situation. And then from an open-hearted, pure intention place, which is love, we can review that, evaluate that, and then decide what the best next steps might be. Now, an open-hearted action, open-hearted, pure intention action, I should say, because it is both, it can be calm and tender and peaceful, or those actions might be strong and fiery and powerful. Sometimes it means facing things head on and marching right into that which fears us most. So think about that a moment. Sometimes we can sit back and have really calm, tender, peaceful actions to create or bring something about. For example, that plant, that flower. Or our actions might have to be strong and fiery and powerful. For example, maybe we've been avoiding something. We've been avoiding a conversation, or we've been letting the checkbook go a little bit, and we need to get back into that. Well, when we take a deep breath, and we calm down, we open our heart, and we have this pure intention just to see this process through, or maybe we have a really extreme medical treatment that we need to face, something or anything like that. We have the courage, the fortitude to walk right into that, and the wherewithal to think and feel our way through it. That's beautiful. And sometimes open-hearted, pure intention action means just sitting back and remaining contemplative, observant, becoming the very presence of refuge and protection. That's kind of how I think of all of us here at Sacred Awakenings. We're just sitting back. We try to stay in this place of contemplation and observance, and we try to be the presence of refuge for other people, for ourselves and for other people. We've been living through some divisive, chaotic times, and staying grounded in love will help us create for ourselves and each other a foundation strong enough to handle the changes that have come and those that will come in the future. Now, at the spiritual community level, I mentioned it a moment ago, Sacred Awakenings determines also to function as a group from an open heart and with pure intention. Now, as a collective, we all co-create the foundation for this community. And if we come together and we each bring an open heart with pure intention to everything we do here, we help Sacred Awakenings create a place that is supportive and understanding, one that creates room for all people of all religions, no religion, all walks of life and lifestyles to exist. A place where all are welcome. All are permitted to question. All are encouraged to discover their truth, the truth of others. All are inspired to create, to elevate. All are seen and heard. And that is Sacred Awakenings. And we all have a hand in helping that to become. Now, staying connected, growing and exploring with a group of like-minded, like-hearted people in a community that aspires to live from an open heart and with pure intention, we can then step out into the world and be that in the world. We can serve others from this place of peace, compassion, that we create together here at Sacred Awakenings. And we can help the world live this way too. We as individuals will go out there and meet people as they are, where they are, and reflect back to them the heart that is open and be people who impact the world in a very positive, whole way. They already are open. They may not know it. They may not see it. They may not feel it. But if we go out there and we reflect back for them that which they already are, that helps everyone involved to develop the courage to be able to live with their heart a little bit more open than closed. As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects man. The heart of one reflects the heart of all. When we learn about others, we learn more about ourselves. Likewise, when we learn more about ourselves, we learn more about others. And in that learning, we develop a greater sense of not just tolerance, but understanding and acceptance of those things, those issues, the people, that which is other than us. And then with that learning, we realize there is no other. There is only us. And we all just are. And together, we make up that beautiful mosaic that requires each and every single one of us to be complete. That is the work of God in the world. So now the question becomes, how do we open our heart? Well, the first step is to tune into it. So take a moment, just wherever you are, sitting at home, sitting in your car, sitting on the bus. If you're in your car, try to continue to drive. All you're going to do is focus on your heart. So this isn't the meditation yet, but I just want to tune you into your heart a moment, your physical heart. It's beating in there. Just take a quick moment to feel your heart. And now take a moment to tune into your emotional heart, your spiritual heart. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? And now let's take it a moment to tune into maybe the intention or the motivation for what you think and feel. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Why are you thinking or feeling this? Quick repeat. First step is to tune in. Go to your physical heart. Go to your emotional heart, your spiritual heart. Ask yourself what you're feeling. Thinking goes along with it. So ask yourself, what are you feeling? What are you thinking? Why am I thinking and feeling this? Remember, don't judge. No judgment, no criticism. It is what it is. You're thinking and feeling what you are. Don't evaluate it. Don't criticize it. Just recognize it. And if you discover that your heart isn't quite as open as you'd like it to be, smile. A simple smile. That's the start of opening your heart and being compassionate to others. And that is today's meditation. Today we have a smiling meditation. And so what I would like for you to do is to get comfortable. You can sit in your chair. You can lie down. If you're driving or listening at a later time, just let yourself get comfortable. If you're driving, keep driving. But the key is to smile. So you can move as you like. My body often likes to move its shoulders and my neck a little bit and my head, get some tension out. But let's take a moment tuning into the face. Move your jaw. And we're going to smile. Now, I know it's going to feel a little odd, smiling for no reason, and smiling at no one, smiling at nothing. But let's go ahead and go with this. Trust me here. So get comfortable. I'm going to sit up in my chair a little bit. I'm going to move. I'm going to get myself in a place where I feel loose and relaxed. Now, smile. Just feel the edges of your mouth kind of curl up a little bit. Don't think you have to get it up into your eyes yet. We have a few moments for that. So if you like, you can close your eyes. You can allow your breath to flow in and out, however it's most comfortable for you to breathe. Just feel any tension you might have in your jaw relax. You have all these muscles in your face and around your eyes, through your temples and forehead, all through your cheeks and your neck. And as you smile, you feel the edges of your mouth go up. Notice how things might start to relax. And as you sit, and you relax the muscles in your mouth, you relax your tongue. The smile might start to feel a little bit more comfortable because your eyes are closed. Don't worry, no one's looking at you. They're just looking at me, or their eyes are closed. It's okay. Now, let's see if we can bring the smile up into the eyes. So smile a little bit more genuinely. Think of something that makes you happy. It's the Sunday gathering. Sunday morning. Maybe you had really good coffee. Maybe you're going somewhere later, or you're going to see someone you love, or maybe you're with your cat or your dog right now. Think of something that makes you smile more genuinely. Take it up into the eyes. And if it feels as though you can't find anything that will make you smile that way, go ahead and smile that way anyhow. Try to get it into the eyes. It's okay. Take a moment to go inside and feel yourself from the inside as you smile. It's a more genuine smile. Your eyes are starting to smile. Your forehead is relaxing. See how you light up from the inside as you smile. You can focus on your heart if you like and see how it responds. As you smile, this is the beginning. Smile is the beginning of the opening of the heart, and the feeling of compassion. And now, if you like, you can make that smile even more genuine and open the lips a little bit and expose the teeth. You can even open your eyes and blink. And breathe. And if you feel moved to laugh, it's okay. You're sitting at home. You're by yourself. You're with your pets. You're with your family. You're in your car. You've got your earbuds in. Wherever you are as you listen, you're smiling. I always say one of the best things to do in a moment I don't feel like smiling is smiling, especially if I'm doing something I particularly don't want to be doing at that moment. Pop a smile. That's how I say it to myself. I don't feel like washing these dishes right now. I start smiling, and before I know it, I am happy. My heart is opening. So you can look forward at me. You can look off to the side where maybe your pets are. You can look out the window and imagine that you're smiling at your neighbor. Smile. Feel it in the neck and in the throat. Feel how your muscles through your chest and your shoulders might even start to relax a little bit as you smile. And I challenge you, as you go out into the world, whenever that is next time, it's a pandemic, stay home, stay safe, do what you need to do. I'm trying to do this and continue smiling. Smile at people with a pure heart, pure intentions. Not with the goal of making them smile back, not with the goal of changing their day. Just smile. Just smile at them and allow them to receive your smile in whatever way makes sense for them, whatever works best. And I can tell you, even if it doesn't happen right now, but at some point, your smile will impact them. And then that will move on to the next person and then the next person, and you, one person at a time, one smile at a time, are changing the world. When in doubt, smile. Even if you don't feel like smiling, the rest, I promise you, will work itself out. Smile. Thank you for sharing your light and smiling with us today. Thank you for sharing your open heart and your pure intention. Thank you.
Thank you for finding us and tuning in to the message today. Please visit our website at sacredawakenings.org. May every day bring you sacred awakenings.